With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump's legal and political calendars will continue to clash following his felony conviction, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For months now, the former president has juggled campaign events and court appearances, and that trend will continue in the months ahead. On June 27th, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off in a presidential debate in Atlanta. Exactly 2 weeks later, Trump will be back here in Manhattan for his sentencing on July 11th. That's 4 days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where Trump is expected to officially become the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, New York.
Vermont, the first state with a law requiring fossil fuel companies to pay a share of the damage caused by so-called climate change.
Republican Governor Phil Scott allowed the bill to become law without his signature late Thursday after the state suffered catastrophic summer flooding and damage from other extreme weather. Scott wrote in his message to lawmakers that taking on big oil should not be taken lightly and that he's concerned about the costs and the outcomes of the small state doing that alone. Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York also considering similar measures. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
California firefighters, aided by aircraft, are battling a wind-driven wildfire in an area straddling the San Francisco Bay Area and Central California. The Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says gusty winds are fueling the Corral Fire that began on Saturday afternoon and continues this morning near the city of Tracy, 60 miles east of San Francisco. Live Nation is investigating a data breach at its Ticketmaster subsidiary, which dominates ticketing for live events in this country. Live Nation says that on May 27th, a criminal threat actor offered to sell Ticketmaster data on the dark web. This is SRN News. A judge in Washington, D.C. has issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. Coalition spokesman Patrick Mahoney says, quote, "The First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in the public square, free from government intimidation, harassment, or favoritism." Arizona doctors can temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a, quote, sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortion. California has passed dozens of laws to promote abortion lately. This is SRN News. Costco's new CFO announces details about the $1.50 hot dog combo.
Gary Millerchip, the new CFO and Executive Vice President of Costco, shared a frank message with investors and analysts while hosting his very first Costco earnings call Thursday afternoon. He said to clear up some recent media speculation, "I want to confirm the $1.50 hot dog price is safe." The price of Costco's hot dog and soda combo at $1.50 has remained unchanged since the item was added to menus in the mid-80s. But recent comments from Costco's former CFO, Richard Galenti, left some consumers feeling uncertain about the item's future. Galenti said in previous earnings calls that revenue from other sectors of Costco's businesses helped to keep the cost lower at the food court. If true, it's possible that the $1.50 hot dog deal will remain in place for the foreseeable future. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sherpa guide Camarita back from Mount Everest after his record 30th successful ascent of the world's highest peak. The 54-year-old says he's going to go again. This is SRN News.